Welcome to Voices in the Wilderness, conversations about church and leader health. Thank you so much for listening. We encourage you to keep the conversation going. Voices in the Wilderness is brought to you by Preparing for Amazement Ministries, where we empower and equip churches and leaders to create lasting and transformational health. Visit amazed15.org to learn more. We also welcome any comments or suggestions. Simply email us at podcast@amazed15.org. My name is Marcus Carlson, and today our guest is Eric Leona. So much to the podcast again.
Yes, I'm grateful and glad to be here today.
Awesome. So recently, you and I did a training trip to Malawi. Can you share a little bit about what we did on that trip?
Yes. So about a couple of, actually, it's like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, we were in Malawi, and I would say this is one of the most, I can say, impactful trips that we've had in terms of just the how we felt the impact and just how things were, the turnout. It was really amazing. So from, just as I've said, from the turnout, we had over 500 pastors and church leaders who were in attendance, which was really great. And of course, we were in around 5 districts around Malawi, and people were just coming in with their bicycles, very excited, and it was really amazing. And of course, we went through the 3 major topics, which is one, which was discipleship, church health, and of course, leader health, which it was just a breath of fresh air and to these pastors, because it was something that they were hearing from the first time. And this was really, you could see how they were, it was like a light bulb moment for all of them. They were just smiling and they were eager and they were just wanting more and more and more. So this was really amazing. And yeah, I think it was amongst one of my best and grateful, trips that we've had so far.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly were in some pretty rural areas, having to kind of bring in a generator just to have speakers and a microphone. And just a wild amount of diverse places that we got to go. For you, what do you see? Like, you talked about this being, the trips that you've done with us, one of the most impactful. What, and you talked a little bit about numbers and all the different people we were able to reach. But what do you see kind of as those key areas of impact for the trip?
Yeah, see, among the key areas for the trip, I think for me, it was just how we were able to fire and stir up this call or this notion of discipleship. I think the major highlight of this trip. Everyone left the training or the meeting saying that, I can't wait to make more disciples. I can't wait to make more disciples. And even me as a leader, I need to be healthy. But I'm really fired up. I will start even with my families just to create more and more disciples. So I think that really stood out. And it was really, even from the testimonies that we had, from the testimonies that we recorded, everyone was just echoing this. It was like, it was a light bulb moment for most of them. This concept of having disciples who make other disciples, it really resonated with them. And for me, I think amongst the most impactful aspect of this trip also was just the fact that we were able even to have pastors and leaders traveling from even neighboring country like Mozambique. They came with their bicycles from the neighboring country to just come to listen to this. That was really epic, and it really touched our hearts, of course, because you could just see the hunger and the readiness to learn. So that was really my highlight also.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting to see all the bikes, and I know a couple times we had to make sure we ended early enough in the afternoon so they could get home on bike by dark. And so that means they probably traveled, you know, several hours. And it was hot. Even the locals were saying it's hot. You're from Kenya. It was pretty hot, wasn't it?
Pretty hot. It was, I think Malawi, this time of the year is really hot. Even for me, I was just like, I've never experienced something like this. In Kenya, we usually say it's hot, but I think we are favored and we are lucky. And there we were sweating. Everyone was sweating. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the second warmest I've ever been in my life. But again, just cool to see the hunger, you know, to see the turnout was, you know, for three or four of them was more than we anticipated. And so that was certainly encouraging. Talk a little bit about how you see this work, again, especially someone who lives on the continent of Africa. How do you see this work helping achieve our mission at Preparing for Amazement to build and revitalize the global church?
I think we cannot revitalize the church without maybe proper teachings and education. That is, I think, is a critical element of this whole mission. And from what we've seen, and even you have witnessed, most of the times in these areas that we go, it is probably like 90% the first time that they hear such kind of concepts. And these are leaders in their church. They are people that have even two congregations, but most of the times they always say it's a breath of fresh air. Mm. So I think this is really important. Even just as Jesus said, how will they know if they are not told? So I think it's the aspect of us just going to the ends of the world and just ensuring that people, of course, understand how important, of course, even for them, even as leaders, to take care of themselves, for them even as leaders to instill this aspect of even creating disciples. I think it's like a no-brainer. This is an urgent message that needs to be across the whole world. Even as I always tell you that it's just that we don't have maybe enough resources, but this is what we need to be doing every day because it's really urgent and the need is there. You can see people don't want even us to, well, most of the times when you are around, people don't want us even to leave. They want us to go even to other more villages because they feel that everyone needs to hear this. So even me personally, I believe this is really important and it's an urgent need that the church needs right now. And if we are doing this right now in our small scale, we need to continue this because it's the cornerstone of maybe just changing the whole church, educating the leaders and also for them to educate the congregation. I think it's very vital for the church to be revitalized. Yes.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And I mean, I think, you know, we had bishops and pastors and lay leaders, you know, different traditions. And, you know, from your perspective, again, somebody who lives on the continent, you know, obviously there's not as much access to education. So, you know, talk a little bit about that and what that means, you know, for some of these folks in their ministry.
Yeah, most of the church leaders and even pastors here, most of them have not even gone through Bible training. So maybe someone just wakes up, maybe they inherited the church from their father, maybe they inherited a congregation from maybe even the uncle. So you just wake up, maybe you're a bit influential, you start now opening the Bible in any manner and just start teaching. So most of the pastors here, that is the model. So education is really important because it opens you up to understanding things well and just even be able to gauge, even to understand your congregation better. So here there's really need for education because I can even bet like even 30% to 40% of our pastors are the ones who have gone through Bible school, but the rest, like 60%, they are just people that maybe they believe they have the calling and they just start maybe leading a church. which is not bad, but I think education is really important, because what every time we have these trainings, they're usually an awakening. There's an awakening to the realities, to the things that maybe even this pastor's confessed that I hadn't even thought about this. Come on, this is the way I've been leading, and I've been hurting my congregation. I really need to change. I really need to understand more. I really need to listen. So I think what we are doing is needed, and we need to, like, education is important. How will they know unless they are told? So we need to, like, spread, and we need to, like, ensure that at least everyone at least understands themselves and also how to serve others better.
Yeah, I think that's huge anywhere. And obviously, again, for people who are not familiar with the continent of Africa, why would you say, what would you tell them about why working in Africa right now and working with the churches in Africa, why is that, you know, so important?
So first of all, of course, here, it's really important for the church in Africa to really be to go in the right direction, because again, as I said, the just even the population of Africa, 19 or 18, like as in the median age of Africa is 18 years old. So that means it's a teachable teachable population that can be stirred and shaped in the right direction. So that's why there's really a huge potential for even ministry, because these are young people that are open to learning, there's technology that is coming in. So this is the right time for Africa to do things rightly, so that for it to have a better future. So that's what I would say, that this is really the time for Africa, because of course of the young population, because of the, of course, technology is coming in. So it's important for anyone, and even us as ministry leaders, to ensure that the future of Africa in terms of even the church and the ministry is really nurtured, because this is a prime moment for us.
Yeah, I mean, I tell people all the time, I think, you know, Africa is the continent currently most ripe for the gospel. You know, the combination of younger people, which a lot of us come to faith at a younger age, you know, the poverty levels. Malawi is always one of the top four poorest nations in the world, and the other three are also African nations. And it's probably the one continent right now where the church really is growing as well. And certainly what we know about theology, what we know about the scripture, what we know about ministry practice, that shapes everything that we do. Talk a little bit about contextualizing, right? So you're in Kenya, I'm in the U.S., I'm coming and doing these trainings. For us as a ministry, for us as individuals, contextualizing, it's really important, not just taking the American thing and trying to replicate that in Africa. How have you seen that play out, not only on this trip, but some of the other trips we've done together?
So I think the beauty in our approach is mostly we first listen and understand, especially even now that I'm here even on the continent, we listen and we ask the people some of the issues that they really face. For example, we did when you were here, the other time we did a training here in Kenya about mental health, which is something that it's kind of like a taboo and people don't talk about it here in Africa, but we find a way of through the training that you were able to have here, you see, like, as in, it's something that is contextual here, but we were able to tackle it and ensure that even the leaders know how now to even start such conversations in their congregation. So yeah, I like our approach, which it's not just imposing maybe what you think from the other side, but it's just listening to with the help of the people that are on the ground on what is really happening here, and we customize and just use the principles that are general, and that is how I think we have a big rate of reception, and people are really resonating with whatever trainings we are carrying out here in Africa.
Awesome. And you help not only organize these, but you do record a ton of video testimonies and help make videos for the ministry. So as you were recording these testimonies, any themes that came up that you haven't shared as we've been talking about the trip?
Yes, of course. The greatest one, of course, it's about just discipleship. It really knocked them out in terms of like the fire. I could just see the fire. Everyone was just, I can't wait to go to church the following day. I can't wait to go to my home tonight because I just want to share whatever I've learned today. Like that was key. Almost everyone said that. And of course, the concept of just being healthy in terms of just you as a leader, ensuring that you know even how to solve conflict. Because the issue of conflict is a huge deal, of course, here in Africa, where most of the congregations are owned by individuals. So, of course, a leader has the power. There's no board. You can decide who stays, who goes, who is welcomed. So that issue has really been also been a huge factor in maybe even how on the some of the challenges that the church is facing, but how we were able to bring the issue about resolving conflict, and people were also, most people also commented on that. It's something that they will be practicing, because Matthew 18, everyone was just saying Matthew 18, because it's a step-by-step process on resolving conflict. So those are the two major highlights, I would say. Everyone that I recorded, they were always commenting on.
Yeah, that's awesome. And just, you know, for the listeners, really the international ministry is just one of three ministry areas that we work in. You know, the podcast is sponsored by Preparing for Amazement. And we work first in church and leader health, a second in church revitalization, primarily, you know, North American churches, and then our international ministry. And so really, a part of our international ministry is going and doing these trainings, and we try to do work with one group three or four times, and then we train the trainers so we can move on to other groups, and we vet these groups. This was a new group for us, and always, you know, figuring out those relationships. But we also have a partnership with Kairos University where we help leaders in areas of poverty earn U.S.-based degrees. And so certainly we welcome prayer partners, but also financial partners. You can sponsor a student in Africa for just $100 a month to earn a bachelor's or master's degree working through us and through Kairos University and getting a true seminary degree. You can, again, also support these trips. Our goal is to do one to three of these a year, and depending on schedule and resources. So there's lots of ways for folks to get involved. Eric, anything else you would share with our audience about these trips and about church and leader health?
Yeah, I would say, just as you've summarized, that this is, of course, an important aspect of the ministry. And I would, for me, I would stamp this as urgent, because just from the point of, from the need, and just how people are expressing, saying that everyone needs to hear this, everyone needs to hear this. I think there is something here. There's something here that needs to go across. So maybe if people are watching and they're just wondering how this is really possible, first of all, you can even join maybe Marcus in one of the trips, and you just come and feel the energy, just feel the how, as just something small has a very huge impact. And as I always say, that this is just like how Jesus said that the parable of the sower. We are casting seeds, and some are really falling on good ground. And we are witnessing that, and them growing, and people just carrying this word and this word across even their families and congregations. So if maybe people are watching, this is really important. It's for me, I take it personally, and I just feel the energy, and I just feel like the presence of God every time we are just teaching, and people are, it's like they're renewed. It's like the renewal of the mind. So maybe people that are watching, you can come experience this. you can come support. And also, the education is really important. Even I'm part of the Kairos program, and it has really shaped even the way I'm seeing things, especially the spiritual formation, things like solitude, things like just knowing the proper way of even reading scripture, prayer, and such things. Of course, we didn't have the privilege of just, I didn't have the privilege of just going to a school, but at least now I'm benefiting from this, and it's not for my own benefit, it's for those that I'm serving around me. So yeah, walk with us in this journey.
Yeah.
Yes, as we change the world. Yes.
Yeah, and it's great impact for little time and little resource that we're not only changing, you know, these 560 pastors and lay leaders we train, but their churches and their communities, and the nation is, you know, hungry for Jesus. And so it's really exciting, and appreciate your work and partnership in all of this.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Eric, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. Again, we encourage you to keep the conversation going. Voices in the Wilderness is brought to you by Preparing for Amazement Ministries, where we empower and equip churches and leaders to create lasting and transformational health. Visit amazed15.org to learn more. Again, we welcome any comments or suggestions. Simply email us at podcast@amazed15.org.